Hello?
I said it.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling for National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Isn't that the state you called?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Was I born in Ohio? Is that
the
question?
Are you registered to vote? No. Are you registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
In
until
Ohio?
Some Republican finds a way to steal it from me.
Okay, and what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices? Certain to vote, probably vote 50-50, I will not vote.
You will vote.
I will vote.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
You want? Oh! This is what's going to grab you. I might not be unqualified. I'm 82.
Okay.
I may be too old to vote.
No, not at all. And what what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What name did you have down there?
We have here Karen Shanahan, but I understand that she's not available, or this is not her number.
Well, it's Irish. That's
okay.
An Irish name. 1848.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Irish.
Oh, okay, Irish, I'm sorry. Okay, and please rate your level of motivation.
Were you looking for Caucasian?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We're just looking to have a general representation. That's it. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
I am extremely motivated to vote.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one, Marcy Kaptchur as Congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve very much.
Okay. Joe Biden as President?
Approve very much.
Sherrod Brown as Senator?
Approve very much.
Donald Trump as former?
What?
Donald Trump
as former President?
Keep him there.
Keep him where?
As former President.
Disapprove 100%.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have no hair or that person or institution or you are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one, First Energy. Are you favorable or unfavorable?
What kind?
First Energy.
First Energy? Oh, that's a long story. Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Marcy Kaptchur.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Was that the question?
Yes. Are you favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, favorable of Democrats in Congress? Yes. Favorable.
Next one, Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Next one, Derek Merrin.
Who?
Derek Merrin.
Derek Merrin, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
And the last one, Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Now, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
The Democrat.
Okay. Now, let me continue here. If the elections for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown. He gets it done.
Now, in the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Do they ever
list
the Democrat first?
Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
No chance.
Never.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants, into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for a Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her? There's no difference, or more likely to vote for her?
The whole statement is a lie and should not be repeated on the phone. It is a lie. So we will vote for Marcy Kaptur. Absolutely. And that's just the reason why, because Merrin walked around and lied.
We've known Marcy all of our life.
Thank you for your opinions. Now, I'm going to read some statements.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
It isn't an opinion. It's the truth. And it's too bad that we can't hear the truth anymore.
It's too bad that the Republican Party has to lie to its constituency. And it's really sad that they believe it.
I understand. That's the whole thing. Okay. I appreciate your comments. Yes, thank you for your comments. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or make no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or
I'll save you some time. I've only seen his commercials, the ones about his being a car salesman, and I'll tell you now, I would never vote for him.
Okay.
Never. I'll say he's absolutely likely not vote for him.
Okay.
I'd break the lead in the pencil first.
And what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or will you still vote for Merrin?
Because they're criminals. They want to get rid of the Constitution.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I'll ask again, if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote, Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. And what would you say
just
is the
primary reason? Just because I made it through, you're not going to trip me up.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
I don't like him. He's crooked. Derek Merrin. He owns a dealership. I don't know if it's in Dayton or Cincinnati someplace. He's just another one of those Republican shysters.
Okay, I appreciate your comments and opinions. Now, what is the last?
Because you're calling for the Republican Party.
No, we are not affiliated with any political party or group. We're an independent research, survey.
That's okay.
Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that again?
Yes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A year and a half college.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
You haven't figured that out yet. Democrat.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat all my life.
Thank you. Now,
a very strong union man.
Thank you. Now, how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat, not too important, not at all.
If you've never heard the phrase, America's labor unions are the last vestige of democracy in the United States, that's from the end of my pencil. I made that up. That's my line. And a lot of union men have wanted to use it. I said, go right ahead. Use it. The America's labor unions are the last vestige of democracy in the United States because it forces the government to work. There you
okay.
go.
Thank you. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
I hope I made somebody happy.
Thank you.
Thank
hope you have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye.
The results of your survey.
When will we, what, where will we receive the results of your survey?
Well, basically, we're not, like, posting general information about the surveys because it's basically confidential information, right? What we do is we just take the information to have what will be the best, how is going the elections, right? The levels of who is more Democrats or... I'm sorry?
You're doing a survey. Who receives the information then?
As I mentioned before, we're an independent research company in Miami, so I can give you the information.
In Miami? Oh, my goodness. You're underwater down there.
Yeah, kind of. I can give you the number of the office if you want to call, so you can ask for information or more information about us.
Well, if you're calling public citizens and asking them for information for your survey, they should at least be able to see what the results are. What percent voted this way or responded this way and this way. So we have an idea also how many people you contacted and answered the questions and the dates of the survey. That should be available. That should be public information. It's the public
information. Definitely. Yes, of course, definitely. That's why I can give you the number so you can ask for the information. I'm just in charge to run the surveys. I don't have more details about it. But I can give you the information if you want about the phone number so you can have it.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Okay, the phone number is 786-565-2220. And we are Metro Research.
Spell the first word.
I'm sorry?
What research?
Metro.
Oh, Metro Research.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate both of you. Thank you. Hope you have a nice day.
You too. Good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.